Farmer of Hearts, Day 23. Am I constantly working on bearing fruits? Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew, "Everyone, then, who hears these words of mine and acts on them, will be like a wise man who built his house on rock." We are gifted with the Word of God, yet without constancy, dedication, and continuous effort, our hearts can remain rocky and shallow, and God's Word cannot bear fruits in our lives. We can pray for the grace to have our hearts renewed and transformed into good soil, and have our faith deeply rooted in God's love, which gives us strength. Yet, we still need to live persistently according to God's way. In the Catechesis of the Catholic Church, it says, "Grace is a free gift, but requires our cooperation." Jesus taught us this by differentiating the hearers and the doers in the parable of wise and foolish builders. "Everyone, then, who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. But it did not fall, because it had been founded on rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." St. James also advised us to be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. "Those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing." Where do we start? We start by observing the greatest commandments taught by Jesus: love God and love our neighbors as ourselves. This is a sure path to become virtuous in God's eyes, and we will bear great spiritual fruits as a result. As St. Teresa of Calcutta once said, "Not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love." Reflection. Am I practicing what I believe? Or am I receiving God's word and gifts without acting on and responding to them?
Thank you.
Today's prayer. Lord, thank you for reminding me that I need to act on your word and not just simply hear it. As my response to your invitation, Lord, I will do something new and kind to a neighbor today that would reflect God's love. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.